I want to talk for a little while on the subject, living the good life. Living the good life. And the song, Blessed Assurance, tell us, share with us that we can live the good life. The song we just sung, I Got a Mansion, tells us that we can live the good life. But notice what Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. He said, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. In other words, if we're going to live the good life, we're going to have to watch our speech. Watch how we talk to people. Watch how we communicate. Not to engage in gossip, a lying and slandering people. He said, refrain from flattery and fair speech, which cover hypocritical or wicked intentions. You see, a hypocrite can do some dirt and don't have no second thoughts about it at all. But a child of God who is faithful, if they get caught in doing some stuff, it breaks their heart because they understand that it breaks God's heart. So they are miserable. Notice in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 10 through 15, he said, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us and let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk probably for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall find our house with spoil. He said, cast thy lots among us and let us all have one pursuit. Then he said, my son, walk not thou in the way with them. Notice what he said, refrain thy foot from their path. Why? Because he said that they're leading you into destruction. Is that not what we try to teach our young people? Not to follow those who would entice you to do wrong. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 3, Paul said, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. In 1 Peter 2:11, he said, dear beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. When you allow the devil to attack your soul, to getting you the gossip, and not watch your speech, then you become a person that's miserable and you can't live a good life. Not only Peter said that you must refrain yourself if you're going to see good days, he said not only must you refrain your tongue from evil and your lips that speak no guile, but he also said eschew evil. In other words, that means to avoid, to stay away from evil. Peter said, not just stay away from evil, but you must do good. Peter said, notice now, the only way you know what is good behavior, you need to turn to the word of God. That's the only way you'll be able to know what's good behavior. In Galatians 6:9, following, he said, and let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall weep if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially those who are the household of faith. Proverbs 3:27, do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in the power, in your power or your hand to do so. If I'm going to live the good life, I'm going to have to live according to the word of God. Now notice, not only did he say that, he said seek peace. and pursue it. Some people like to stir up trouble. Notice it in Psalms 34, 14, our text, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Psalms 120 and verse 6. Too long, he said, has my soul had indwelling with those who hate peace. He said, I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. In other words, if I'm going to live the good life, I'm going to have to be a person that's seeking peace. Proverbs 12:20, deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. In Matthew 5:9, notice what Jesus said on the mount. He said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Living a good life is living by the word of God. It doesn't mean I won't have problems, but my problems won't have me. My problems won't have me where I'm doubting God. My problems won't have me where I'm mistreating people, especially my brothers and sisters in Christ. It won't cause me to become dishonest in any area of my life. Notice, we can live the good life if we stay focused. Living a good life. See, some of us think that living a good life is those that are in Hollywood. We think that living a good life means that I got to have everything I want. But notice, there are people who are rich but miserable. They are rich. They have everything that they want, but they're still miserable. And you would say to yourself, they ought to be living a good life. And notice in Luke 12:13, following, then one from the crowd said to him, teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. But he said to him, man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you? And he said to them, take heed and be aware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. Did Jesus say that you think having possession cause you or me that you have the good life? That's not true. You got folk dying in Hollywood. You got them struggling. But notice in Luke 12:20, but God said to him, you're a fool. This very night your soul is required of you. And now who will you have prepared? In other words, you know the story about the rich man who had a barn. He had full of goods. He said, I got so much stuff that I need to tear down my barns and build bigger barns. In other words, if you ask that man, hey, are you living a good life? He'll tell you, I'm living a good life. But all of a sudden, the Bible says that God called him a fool. And the Bible said in Luke 12:21, so is the man who store up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. God said, you're going to die. You're going to die. And in other words, God said, look, if you're going to live the good life, you're going to have to be rich towards God. And God's not talking about your money. And so you got to focus. When I am focused, I'm living the good life. I keep my eyes on the prize. What is the prize? The prize is heaven. It was when Peter lost focus, he began to sink. Notice in Matthew 14:28, Peter answered, Lord, if it's you, order me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on water towards Jesus. Notice now, he asked Jesus, can I come? He said, come on, Peter. And Peter got out there and he walked on the water. But in verses 30, the Bible says, but when he noticed how the strong the wind was,
he became afraid and started to sink. He shouted, "Lord, save me." Notice now, he was living a good life because he was walking on water and he was going to the master, but all of a sudden, he lost focus. When we lose focus, we sink in the sea of despair and begin to live miserable lives and begin to question our faith and begin to wonder why I'm in the situation that I am, because you lost focus of God. Living a good life is not about what I have. Living a good life is not about how popular I am. It's all about my knowledge of my destination. When I know my destination, I can live a good life. The person who lives under poverty can live a good life because he knows what his destiny is. A Christian can live on the street, don't have nowhere to lay their head, but if they understand their destiny, they can live a good life. Yes, we just sung the song. How we talk about are going to a mansion. We ain't there yet. But what? We striving to get there. And while we're on our way, we living a good life. And people don't understand how you people that could be happy and call yourself living a good life when you don't have anything. It is because I know my destiny. I know where I'm going. Notice, we need to stay focused. No matter how great the trial, we need to stay focused. No matter how strong the temptation, we need to stay focused. No matter how the influence of others in our lives. Jesus never said it would be easy. It's about sacrifice. Doing whatever I have to do according to the scripture to reach my destination. Are you living a good life? Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. Paul said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." When you make the sacrifice, you can live a good life. You can live a good life. That's what it's all about. It's not about down here. It's about trying to get up there. We got to live. Notice in Romans 12 and verse 2, he said, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God." It's all about my knowledge of my destination. Huh? If your heaven is here on earth, then sure enough, you're just a miserable person. And it's proven, because even the rich people are miserable. Even the children of the rich people are miserable. How you can be miserable with all that money you have? Let me tell you something. You can't spend money in hell. You remember the rich man in Luke chapter 16? How you remember he was living a good life on this side. He was living a good life, but he realized something. He realized that he wasn't living a good life, so he got on the other side and realized, "This the life I should have been living. Don't count on this side." Huh? He can't call servants on that side. He can't say, "Look, I'm going to write you a check and we're going to change this whole situation." That's not happening. You got to live the good life here because you know what you're going to have on the other side. You remember Joseph lived a good life even though he was in a strange land. Even though Joseph's brothers sold him to Egyptian bondage. Even though Potiphar's wife lied on him and had him put in prison. All the things that Joseph went through, Joseph was living the good life. Why? Because he understood his God. You remember Daniel. Young Daniel brought in Babylon. Daniel lived a good life, even though He was in a strange land. It didn't matter. See, it don't matter where I'm at. I'm going to live the good life because I know who I serve and I know the destination. That's what we have to focus on. If I'm going to live the good life, you need to ask somebody tomorrow. Are you living a good life? They might say, oh, yeah, I'm living a good life. Oh, so you mean to tell me that you're a Christian, you're a child of God, you're on your way to heaven. You can strike a good Bible class with that. But you got, but I live a good life. Even when debt comes knocking, you can live the good life. Because when you die right, you will rise right. I know we're afraid of debt. I understand that. But I'm going to tell you, you don't have to be afraid of dying, because living a good life means that if I die right, I'm locked in. Oh, yes, if I die right, I'm locked in. Nothing can change now. I'm really on my way. All I got to do now is just wait on the resurrection. You got to live. If you're going to live the good life, you're going to have to live according to the word of God. When people are living according to the word of God, they are living a good life, even though they don't have a whole lot of money. Because I have knowledge of my destination. I know where I'm going. And I know where I'm going. And I know where I'm going is good for me, because God, what? Promised it to me. We just sung the song. Huh? Standing on the promises of God. I can live the good life because I'm standing on the promises of God and my knowledge of God's history. God never lied. Yes, sir. So God said, if I live right before him, God said that I can make it into heaven. Let me tell you something. In Revelation 14:13, now notice what he said. John said, then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. He said, from now on, yes, say the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. When it comes to spiritual walk and holy living, we don't need to rest now. If we rest in now, we rest in too soon. He said, when we die, when we leave the life, he said, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. Are you living the good life? If you're living according to the word of God, you are living the good life. And even if you don't have the things that the rich people have, you still living the good life. So sometimes when you're feeling disappointed or you're feeling like the world is on your shoulder, all you need to do is go read the word of God and say, you know what? This is not my destination. My destination is not right here. Huh? In other words, my destination is heaven. And as long as I focus on that, and as long as I'm living according to the book, I can live a good life. When people say, why are you smiling? Don't you know people getting a pink slip on the job? And you walking around here smiling? You can tell them, because I'm living a good life. I know my destination. You see, a pink slip can cause me to lose my job, but it cannot cause me to lose my way to heaven. And so therefore, we as a congregation ought to understand that the way I live a good life is by living by the principles of God. Then I can live a good life. So as I close tonight, what have we learned? Number one, we learn that we don't have to die to live the good life. Well, I know some people say, them Christians, that's all they talk about, the by and by. You know, no, we don't have to die to live the good life. I can live the good life right here on earth. Huh? All I got to do is follow the principles of God. I need to manage my affairs right, do what God required me to do. So I don't have to die to live the good life. The second thing we learned tonight, that the amount of money doesn't determine
I'm living a good life. All you gotta do is look around. Got a whole lot of rich folk miserable. How you got a whole lot? What the rich folk doing using crack? What the rich people doing are using dope? What's your problem? You got money, Because they're not living a good life. The third thing we learn, that living the way God say is living a good life. So that tells me, that means that it doesn't matter what my status is in life. I could be poor or I could be rich. I could be middle class. That doesn't determine whether or not I'm living a good life. Long as I know I'm living by the word of God. And the fourth thing we learn, that when I stand on the promise of God, I'm living a good life. You see, I put that fourth point there because I heard him sing the song. And when he sung the song, it registered to me. Yes, I can live the good life because I'm standing on the promise of God. Huh? When some people promise you something, you don't take heart to it. Yeah, okay. You're not excited. Why should I be excited? Because I know sometimes the person who promised me something gonna fail me. But no, not with God. When God make a promise, he gonna come true. Only reason why God's people find themselves in the condition they was in wasn't because God didn't come through. It was because they didn't come through. They didn't do their part. And so here, what I'm saying to us, I'm saying that if we don't find ourselves living a good life, it is because we're not doing our part. If you're a member of the Lord's church tonight and you have sinned in the way, in any way, the fact that you're here tonight, you can make it right. Because I'm guaranteeing you that you are not living a good life. No faithful Christian who stumbles and sin against God can say they're living a good life. They're just miserable. And I'm here to tell you that when you're miserable because of what you have done, everybody around you going to know about it. You got to be careful because you just start going around kicking everything. Huh? You start going around hollering at somebody telling you, what's the problem? You upset. You frustrated. Why? Because you let God down. So you can't be living a good life. But if you repent, God said he'll forgive you. And you can get back on the path of righteousness and then continue to live the good life. But if you're not a child of God tonight, the Bible requires you to become a child of God, to hear the word, Romans 10:17, to believe what you didn't heard, Matthew chapter 10, verses 32. The Bible says that we must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He came and he died on the cross. He was buried. Then the Bible said that you must repent. Luke 13:3, Jesus said, I tell you, nay, except you repent, you all likewise will perish. Then the Bible said that we must confess Christ as being the Son of God. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32, Jesus said, unless you confess me before men, I will not confess you before my Father which is in heaven. Then you must be willing to be buried in the water grave of baptism for the remission of sin. The Bible said in Acts 2:38, the Bible said that Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Then the Bible said that God would add you to his church, Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. Praising God, having faith with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Then the Bible says we must live, according to Revelation 2:10, we must live faithful unto death. Whatever it is that you need to do tonight, I trust and pray that you make the right decision.